rabbits, but I didn't have too many, and ship them. We had plenty of train service on the railroad here at that time, and ship them to Deacon Alley in Memphis, and we just had a running trade up there. And they'd take all of our produce, pay for what little bills we'd get from them, and all that kind of stuff. He made a lot of money that way, and he's even gone out during a certain season and brought in big a duck, you know, from come down here from up north. The only they had the north here that's known as Tallahatchie River. And they built a dam down here, and they call it now the dam section, and down this river was the Yaconet. But I don't know whether Bill ever used the Tallahatchie in any of his wording or not. I always associated the Takapoa word rather than the Tallahatchie. Do you remember how he used it? Did he ever use the Tallahatchie?
No, I don't think so. It
didn't rhyme up some way right, with the Takapoa or the Yakataka rather than Tallahatchie. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Apparently the sound just didn't appeal to him or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was more natural. It was nearer down here. And oh, however now, he lived back over here in the Tallahatchie part.
He did?
In that way, yeah. Mm-hmm. He had a farm back in there. And I think his brother now, that's John, the one that wrote My Brother Bill. That's his boy. That's got a farm out here on near College Hill. I believe that's where he lives. And wait a minute. I don't know where that other boy lives here in town. He's in the insurance business. Several of those Fultons are still living here in Oxford.
Is John's wife still living at Memory House? Isn't that where they lived up at the university?
Oh, you mean the John Faulkner that wrote my...
Yes, sir.
I believe I saw her not too long ago, yeah. I don't know what they ever thought about that piece that came out in Southern Living. You know, they never had one of them said anything to me about it, so I reckon it must please them. They have a way of, I don't know, they just... There was nothing offensive about it at all.
No, I thought it was interesting, and it was a good picture of you there against the courthouse. There's a
lawyer here named Billy Price that married Sue Faulkner. She's a darling woman. She's a very dear friend of mine. I see Sue nearly every day. She works in the big federal courthouse here. I don't know just exactly what Sue's duties are, but I think she works for the probation office or some way.
Is she John's daughter? Is that?
No, that she is. She's the old judge one I tell you was practiced law and grew up with me here in the law practice and everything, and died a few years ago. And he was trustee of the university, and he's Murray's brother, Bill's uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's a very fine woman, and her husband, Bill Price, is a big lawyer here in town. But there's no Faulkner that's a lawyer here anymore. One of them's in the insurance business, and I don't know what that other boy does. He's kind of farms. He owns an old plantation house out here, the old Manford Price home, and all. And he dresses well, and he never got, I don't think he got too much education. Don't seem to any of them get go to school too much.